flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's a Thursday, so time to head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where we're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. He's the host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. Baldy, thank you as always for joining us. We're still coming to terms with what we saw Sunday night. What are your thoughts on the Ravens' loss to the Bills?
Well, I mean, it starts really with the turnovers. You know, especially the first interception. You know, the interception here by Taylor Rapp, and you just wonder how in the 20th week of the season there's miscommunication between Lamar and Rashad Bateman. Lamar's throwing a go route, and Bateman's run the 7 cut, and the ball's intercepted. I just don't think that should happen, and I don't know who to assign the blame to, if there is blame, but that's a bad miscommunication. And then, you know, look, Lamar takes a bad snap from Tyler Linderbaum, and he makes a bad play after the bad snap, and he puts the ball on the ground. And obviously, you know, the fumble by Andrews and the fumble, you know, two-point conversion. But, you know, there was the first two-point conversion. He had Isaiah Likely wide open, and the defender fell down, and the ball got tipped at the line by Matt Milano. So, you know, you just look at those plays, and you look at the other team in Buffalo who didn't come close to turning the ball over. And so that was the difference in the game, the mistakes that the Ravens made versus the no mistakes that Buffalo made.
Baldy, James Cook carried the ball more times than Derrick Henry. The Ravens' run game was really slow to get going in the first half. And what I can't figure out, and some people have been with me, we've talked to this week, and others haven't, but if you would have told me that Buffalo's going to run blitz on first down, they're going to play a 4-3, and they're going to change their spots and play a lot more man than they normally do to try to sell out and take away Derrick Henry, I would have told you one of two things was going to happen. That the Ravens would say, we'll fight your fire with fire, and we're bringing in Jones 12, 15 times like we did the week before, the third 300-pound tackle, and we're going to take all our wide receivers off the field, and we're going to run Derrick Henry with the fullback and 6 offensive linemen on the field. Or we're going to run design runs for Lamar out of the pistol with option looks with Justice Hill and beat you to the outside and let him run crazy while your DBs and little guys who could tackle him have their back to the play. They called one play with 6 offensive linemen outside of a goal line situation the whole game. Derrick Henry took it 17 yards from midfield and could have taken it to the house. And they called no design runs for Lamar. Is that baffling to you?
Yes. It's baffling, and then it's, you know, it goes to much the way they got bounced last year by Kansas City. It looked like they adjusted in the second half or the third quarter. They took two drives right down the field. They ran the ball down their throats, and they looked committed to it. Then they got away from that. And so it does look like they're slow to adjust, Jason, and get away from the things that got them, you know, a six-game win streak and, you know, got them into the divisional round. And you thought that they would lean on what got them there, and they kind of went away from it. They had done that in the past. This year they went to Justice Hill instead of Derrick Henry in games against Cincinnati, and you know it didn't lead to losses against those teams, but you saw that change of strategy when they took Derrick Henry off the field, and the same thing happened on Sunday.
Baldy, now the question is, where does this team go from here? It should be a much different offseason in terms of not a mass exodus of guys like last year. Ronnie Stanley's a big free agent that they have, but what does Eric DaCosta need to add or do to take this team over the top?
Well, I mean, it'd be good to see Zay Flowers out there on the field.
Yeah.
You know, in the playoffs. You know, that hurt them. I mean, that's their go-to guy. He's been their go-to guy. I mean, even with the injuries, I mean, he still led all the receivers, he led them by 30 catches, you know, the next close, and that's with missing some games. So, like, you know, that would help. I think Ronnie Stanley's important. He stayed healthy this year. He had a good season. Like, I would do that. But I would continue to develop players. I mean, you don't have to worry about losing your defensive coordinator or some assistant coaches this year. The young offensive lineman stepped up. Rosengarten looks like he's going to be a good player. Looks like they got the right side of their line fixed up. I think that there's a lot of continuity that can take place, but it comes down, like, these games, you look at all the losers in the divisional round, they all turn the ball over or play terrible on special teams. And when you do that, for whatever reason, whether it's the regular season or postseason, you generally lose games. And so I would say that's the focal point, is playing error-free football when you get to this level right now.
We're talking with Brian Baldinger. It's Inside Access here on the Fan. Okay, Baldy, let's look ahead now. Bills and Chiefs. Are the Chiefs going for a three-peat, or do the Bills win at Arrowhead?
Just the generic answer to me is you just can't bet against Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, Steve Spagnuolo, mm-hmm. you know, at home in a championship game. Buffalo's 0-3 in the playoffs against them for a reason. The Chiefs have had their number. Now, what happened in the past years doesn't affect this year. It's a different Bills team. They don't turn the ball over the way they have in those playoff games. They've just gone four games in a row without an interception. Yet Josh Allen is still aggressive with the football. They've had success spying on Patrick Mahomes in the game they played this year. Will they use something similar to that this year? I mean, Mahomes did not run once in that Week 11 loss to Buffalo, 30-21. They did a good job of bottling him up. I would say that I would stick with that formula, especially on third downs in this game. And can Kansas City adjust if they do that? And so there's going to be a chess match being played for sure, but I like the Chiefs. I feel like everybody's on the field for them, offensively and defensively. They know who they are. They know the opponent. And I feel like they have everything it takes to defeat their opponent.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Baldy, I also feel like they're the healthier team. Like,
yeah.
You know, Milano's missing practice time again now. You know, Rapp, I don't think he's going to be able to go. And the deep coverage of their safeties, I mean, it seemed to me that Lamar was able to split their safeties a fair amount, and Mahomes has got to be licking his chops with Gray and Kelsey and Worthy and Hollywood and D-Hop and all these seemingly interchangeable pieces.
Well, you know, I went into that game saying, okay, it's going to be tough for Baltimore to get the ball deep down the field against Buffalo, who plays this zone where, they don't really, but they got a lot of shots down the field against them. And so I do think that it's not impenetrable the way maybe we once thought. And that's, for a long time, Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde, they were the safeties, and you couldn't do that. I don't think that's the case right now. So they've got the speed to get down the field. They've really got everything at their arsenal. They've got a possession receiver in D-Hop who generally doesn't drop passes. They've got a resurgent Travis Kelce. They've got speed in Hollywood and Xavier Worthy. And they got a guy with a golden arm that can get the ball anywhere on the field. So I feel like they have everything it takes right now to defeat this team.
Let's end with the earlier game, Baldy. Does Washington's magical season continue to New Orleans or end in Philadelphia?
No, I think it can. I think it can continue. I'm anxious because I don't know, and we don't know, the health of Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. And it does affect how they play the game right now. Washington has, they just attacked last week against Detroit. And they picked up the blitz. And they had an answer to the blitz. And so they put up 36 points the last time they played the Eagles. And that's after turning the ball over five times. Now, I know Jalen went out of the game and Kenny Pickett came in. I understand all that. But still, they put their zones apart. And they attacked him pretty good. And since then, Diami Brown has really come alive. He's had his two best games as a Commander. They've got answers to the test. And so I think it's going to be up to Philadelphia, because I don't think you could just rely on home run runs by Saquon Barkley. They happen when you can stay with runs and you can keep pounding and you're not worried about the score so much. But if you fall behind and you got to throw it to catch up, is Jalen Hurts good enough right now and healthy enough to be able to do that? So I think Washington has a chance here. I'm taking Philadelphia because I think they're better in the trenches than the Commanders are, and that's where I think these games are won. But it's hard to go against what Jaden Daniels is doing and how well he's playing right now.
Baldy, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time. Enjoy the football. We'll chat next week.
I look forward to it, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. And coming up next, we'll keep the football coming. Northern Exposure. We'll hear from Mike Tomlin, Zach Taylor, Kevin Stefanski. Steelers, Bengals, and Browns, their seasons have come to an end. What are the head coaches of those teams saying as they've entered the offseason? That's next here on The Fan.